sensational from Tsitsipas.
Be willing to suffer through these points.
Look, I absolutely don't disagree with that. It's just that I think it's harder for Tsitsipas in these conditions to beat him.
How was that shot, Brad?
Pretty good. I mean, again, I'm in awe, and the other night I was in awe. I hate to say that, you know, when you're competing against someone, but I was in awe of his returning ability.
Gorgeous opening set from Novak Djokovic.
Excellent start to the second. You know, to me, he's like an engine that has high-end torque. He's still got power from that. Like, he doesn't look like he's stressed at all to me. Djokovic, and yet he's got this drive and ability. Boys, I love it. Change of pace. How do you beat Novak clean? Maybe you can't. Maybe you've got to disrupt him. Change things up, and Novak all of a sudden has been muttering over towards Goran and his camp, not quite as happy as he was 10, 15 minutes ago.
Novak's champion qualities on display in that rally.
Well, he was vocal. There was stress there for him.
What an offside backhand fits.
Well, he didn't need to play his best, but it looks as though he's going to be the best once again here in Melbourne. He leads by 2 sets to 0.
Oh, what a shot. Oh, what skill. Well, not that particular trophy, but he gets to keep one that is an exact replica of that. He's got 9 others. You'd need a big space to put 10 of those. To they're big trophies, and they're made of silver. A statement there,
and that there's space there to exploit.
Yeah, I think Novak was also just committed to attacking that return.
Is an extraordinary point.
And that's the greatness of the man, isn't it?
He's a perfect 10. Not only champion of Australia for a 10th time, but he is the best player on the planet again. He is not just the heir to greatness. He is greatness.